It's gonna be good.
Hello, my beautiful people. It's me, Jenny D from Spill With Me, Jenny D podcast. I have another episode and I'm so, so excited. I have this wonderful, beautiful guest who I know because our kids go to the same school. They played in the same sports and her name is Christine Brown.
Hello. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to have you. And I feel like we've known each other, you know, through the years, but we never really got a chance to sit. And I didn't even know what you did for a living. Mm-hmm. I kind of knew. Yeah. But, you know, as you get older, you start thinking, wait, I should start thinking about things in a different way.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Well, I think first of all, what is so difficult with our lives is we're busy, right? We're raising our families. They have activities every day. We're cultivating our own careers and professions, and we're taking care of our parents and dealing with issues that arise there, and it's just life is really darn busy.
I'm telling you what, it's going fast.
Yes.
We were just talking off air at your age, and I was like, I can't believe I can say that out loud sometimes. I'm like, what?
I know, it's like every morning I'm in the mirror getting ready for work, and it's like one more wrinkle, all this gray hair is gonna come.
Oh my god, it's dogs, baby.
Okay, I hear you.
Well, Christine, introduce yourself to the audience. Right. Tell us what you do.
So I am Christine Brown. Murphy is my married name, and that's the name my children also have as their last name. I am an elder law and estate planning attorney. You know, and what really got me into this profession was, I came out of law school. I was doing corporate defense work. Talk about boring. I was like, this can't be my calling in life, right? I did all this education. This can't be my calling. And where is my calling? And, fortunately, my law partner, Carl Zachariah, is also my first cousin. And he also
lives. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, not kidding. Yeah. Keep it in the family, sometimes that's good and bad, right? Getting into business can be trouble, but really it has been such a blessing. And, I was 25 years old and he said, hey, Chris, if you want to come hang up a shingle and come to work with me, elder law, I know it doesn't sound sexy,
right?
But there is a great demand for it, especially in Western Pennsylvania.
Oh, of course. And think about it. This is so great about our city is people don't leave.
Yes.
They stay here forever.
Exactly. People have their homes for 50 years. Their children move away maybe for school or their first job out of school, but they always come back, right? It's where their family is. And, so what we have found is that as we move through the aging continuum, things begin to happen, right? And one thing that, there are probably three things in life none of us There are three things in life no one wants to do. Number one, go to jail.
Nobody wants to go to jail.
Exactly. Now, black and white is my color, so maybe, but orange, I agree. So nobody wants to go to jail. Nobody likes to pay taxes, right? And nobody wants to go to a nursing home.
No.
And the unfortunate part of the last one, which is nursing home stays, is that you have to pay a significant amount of money to actually need that, if you need that level of care. And what we have found is, in Western Pennsylvania, our families are those people, as we just said, they do all the right stuff, right? They put a couple of kids through school. They maybe go on a vacation at, one vacation a year. They pay off their home. They put some money into retirement. But then they get sick and need long-term care. And all of that they have worked for potentially becomes endangered or exposed, right? Exactly. And so we are able to help families devise plans, do planning, so that if they need that level of care, that they don't become impoverished.
Yes.
You and I have both dealt with people in our lives who have dealt with, you know, memory issues, cognitive issues, right? Dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's.
Yeah, both sides. Like my grandmother on my dad's side had dementia.
Yeah.
And then my mother on my mom's side, she had Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm already starting to feel like I'm losing my memory.
No, I think it's just too much.
What a horrible, horrible disease.
It's so awful.
To lose your memory and to lose like just, you know, who you are and remembering your loved ones. Oh,
it's really.
I can't even imagine.
No. And that's the thing, you know, people come into our office and, you know, you have clients and couples, they're married for 50, 60 years.
Yes.
And now one of them gets sick and needs long-term care and they have to be separated from their spouse they've been married to for 50 or 60
right.
years. And then on top of that, now you're telling them, hey, you need to come up with a check this month. It's going to be $13,000 a month. And so on top of that separation of their spouse, no longer recognizing who they are, remembering their children, but now, and they're going into a nursing home. Now the spouse who's left at home has to figure out, how am I going to pay for this and not lose everything I have? And that's what we're able to do. We're able to help families, give them some peace of mind. We can't take away the emotional side of losing your spouse because they're sick.
But you're there to help them with their finances.
But we're there to be able to strategize and plan. You know, my own father has advanced dementia. Oh, and my mother, who is presently a saint, she will be saint-free. because it's not easy. I wish I could say that he's that guy that kind of sits there and smiles. No, he's the difficult. You know, last week I have three older sisters and a younger brother, and we get the call or the text from my mom. Dad locked me in the garage. I'm going to kill him, you know.
Because he doesn't know, right?
Who she is. She doesn't. They've been married for almost 60 years.
That is just so bizarre, right? You want to say to them, like, you know me.
You know this.
Like, you know who I am. Like, that is, to me, that's got to be
it's
the hardest
so
struggle.
Crazy. It is a struggle. And on top of that, you know, it's if he were easy sitting in the couch, just, you know, sitting on the chair and watching his shows and doing his things, then that would be, you know, tremendously easier for mom. But no, he's not. He's locking her out of the house.
Yes.
taking the phone so she can't make phone calls.
Are you kidding? Like, he's like, who are you? Like, what about at night? Like, does he know? Like,
yeah. I mean, so at night, it's a challenge. And, you know, it's very difficult to make placement.
But see, like, the emotional, like, that's a problem. Like, you know, with the emotional aspect of, you know, us going through this with our families and our loved ones, it's the finance that we don't think about because we're just so like, we got to get them to the doctors. We got to get the medication. Yeah. We got to get them help. We don't think about the other side.
Right. Well, you're so right, too. You know, we don't think about the finance side and we don't think about the caregivers. Caregiver burnout is a real thing. And, you know, we're really excited to have you emceeing our third annual Learn Care Share event. We're really excited about this, too. We always have such a great turnout. And really, the goal of this event is for caregivers. And you don't have to necessarily be a caregiver. You could be a family member who's trying to find resources and answers for their loved ones. But this event, obviously, Zachariah Brown, we will be presenting and talking about strategizing and planning and the things you need to think about in advance of requiring long-term care, whether it be in a nursing home or at home. We're also going to have Sarah Murphy from the Alzheimer's Association. If you have never heard Sarah Murphy speak,
I'm like, she was
awesome. She's not related. I would be blessed.
Like,
she's not. But she's awesome. And she really knows how to put into perspective and speak about Alzheimer's and dementia in a real way for people to understand. And she has so many facts and figures. She's really tremendous to listen to. We also have Dr. Carrie, you might have to tell me the name, Wajral.
I can't pronounce
it. I'm sorry. She's amazing. She's the assistant professor of psychiatry, and she has a background in Alzheimer's disease. So she's going to really speak to the critical side and so tremendously interesting. And then we have OASIS senior advisors.
I know Ben.
Ben is everywhere.
Everywhere.
And he helps with placement. But besides the speakers, we have an immense, you know, number of really qualified vendors that are going to be there. And we're going to, you know, give people the opportunity who maybe don't have a lot of free time in their lives because they are caregiving or that the sandwich generation like you and I are working and managing kids and parents and all these things. But it's kind of like a one-stop shop where they can gain all of this information and then go back out into the world and apply it it to make their lives hopefully
right.
easier.
And I, like you were saying before, you might not be there yet,
yeah.
but why not be more prepared? Be proactive. You know, think about this because you don't know, like you don't want it to hit you in the face and be like, oh my gosh, I should have went to that Learn, Care, and Share.
Yeah, exactly.
And then,
well, you know, what's so funny is, you know, Carrie's in my office. We were at a Parkinson's event over the weekend, and every person there was a caregiver or somebody afflicted with Parkinson's. And so many of them, when they walk past the table, they see Zachariah Brown, elder law and estate planning, and they think, oh, I don't need an estate planning attorney.
Right.
And so when we engage and say, well, do you want your loved one to stay home or do you want them to go to a nursing home?
Yeah.
Well, nobody wants them to go to a nursing home, right?
Right.
So, or are you concerned about losing your home and financial assets and income to the cost of nursing home care?
Yeah.
They don't realize that an attorney, an elder law attorney, is that person who's going to be able to help them accomplish those goals of getting care in the home and not going to a nursing home, protecting the income so they don't lose everything they have because they have to go into and be placed.
Right.
And so there is a disconnect between what I think society as a whole understands is necessary to
yeah.
do when planning for long-term care and what actually happens. And so
yeah.
we see people in crisis, right? So that's when they pick up the phone and say,
they're panicked.
The nursing home, and
yes.
they're telling us we need an elder law attorney. I never knew I needed an elder law attorney. So you need
gosh.
To think about this.
See,
stuff in
people,
advance.
I would never think of that either. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
I probably would walk past too because I wouldn't think that, oh, well, I'll be able to figure this out
yeah.
on my own.
Yeah.
Or,
I have my wills already. I don't need wills. I already have those.
Right.
Well, we're a lot more than just.
I know.
So
now who are the vendors? Like,
yep. So some of the vendors we have, Jurassic Junk, and they are removal. So a lot of times people think, well, what?
Oh, right.
But these are all of the resources.
And getting your
exactly. Right. Because how many people want to downsize, right, as they get older?
I do.
I know. I hear you. I know. Downsizing is attractive. And sometimes people move into assisted living facilities and the kids have to go through the home. And, you know, our parents, I don't know how you are, but like, I'm not terribly sentimental. I'm not a collector of things. Are you?
Do, do, do.
Okay, is that
different jeans?
Okay, but I don't have tchotchkes. You know, a lot of
yeah.
times people have lots of stuff in the house, and you know, for the most part, our generation is much more disposable in the sense. You know, we don't have collector's items. We don't have artwork for
the baseball
part.
Cards and things like that.
Right.
People collected.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had my Barbie dolls.
Yeah, Barbie. Do you still have those?
I think I do.
Oh, God. I can see that. All right. You can say this for grandkids someday.
Right,
not
right.
not soon, but maybe someday. Right?
I think just Leia. She's worth money.
Yeah. See?
Oh, I better not say that.
She doesn't keep it at home.
Okay? It's not in the house.
Exactly. You know, but we're not terribly sentimental. So, and stuff we buy doesn't last, right? You buy a couch, it lasts, what, 7 years?
Yeah.
Maybe you're lucky,
right.
And then it falls apart, and you dispose of it. And so that's what Jurassic Junk does. They come in and help people downsize essentially and, you know, donate, you know, sell things if that's what you want, and then just junk it if it's not worth anything.
Fabulous.
It is. It is. And then we have iCor. iCor is an institutional organization that really helps with like life care planning for people. So, you know, if you have a child who lives out of state and mom and dad live here in Pennsylvania and they don't have anybody else to look after them to, you know, manage their care, help them
right.
as they get older, iCor is very good in acting in that capacity. And then we have Townview, which is a nursing home. And so these are our gold sponsors. And then we have AARP, Achieve a Family Trust, Dedicated Nursing Associates, Executor Services. Chuck O'Neill, I work with wonderfully here. He lives or works out of...
I love
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever met Chuck.
No.
You should meet Chuck. Chuck's
yeah.
a great guy. He's a veteran, which we love.
Yeah.
And he just has developed a really great business. So I'll have to introduce you to Chuck.
I would love that.
Hearing Life, Hope Hospice, Life in Motion, Life Pittsburgh, Parkinson's Foundation, Presbyterian Senior Care, Restore. Have you ever been to Restore?
No.
Your boys would like it as athletes. Restore is a really great
I've heard of it. Yes.
It's out by St. Clair. It's right by the Whole Foods. And you go in and they do all kinds of like hydrotherapy and red light therapy. It's good for kind of, it's a really great place.
So they're going to be there too.
They're going to be there too. Yeah. Seniors Helping Seniors Primetime, which is where my dad goes now. Primetime.
Yeah.
Fantastic. This is advice for a lot of people out there. Primetime is basically like an adult daycare. Okay. And so my mom to
they go play cards or something.
They go do bingo. My dad, okay. So his first day, was Monday. And it's good that we could all laugh about it. You have to laugh a little bit because otherwise you'll just lose your marbles, right?
You don't need that.
And then we don't need that. So prime time was his first day on Monday and my mom dropped him off and, you know, he was a little unsure. But by the end of the day, they had played bingo and he won a stuffed animal. Like, right? My dad's 84 years old. Never in his life would he have been interested in a stuffed animal. But he was so proud. My mom said when he came out of prime time, he was so happy he won the stuffed animal. He's going back today, so I'll wait for the phone call, you know, see how that ends up going.
No, is he interacting with other people that have?
Yeah, like, they have other folks there similar to him, mostly dementia, you know, Parkinson's, things that, again, it's all about giving the caregiver a break so that when he comes home, she can feel like, okay, I've restored myself here. For, you know, 6 hours. And now I feel like I can move on with my day and deal with whatever tonight might have to throw at me, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That gives it so much more. It gives you a break. You're right. And you know, like, so this is your third annual when you say third. Why did you start doing this?
Because, you know, so often we put focus on the individual who's afflicted with the illness. But the reality is that person's quality of life, the one afflicted with the illness, is going to be exponentially improved if we take care of the caregiver.
Right.
And sometimes that may mean placement too, right? So, you know, when you have so much caregiver burnout that you can't care for yourself as an individual, you're certainly not going to be able to provide the level of care and need that that person has.
Right. Because sometimes you have to quit your job. And so now you don't have an income. And, that's scary.
You know who that impacts the most? Average caregiver is a 49-year-old female who quits their job in the middle of their highest earning years, ends up losing about $300,000 in earning power by virtue of Social Security contributions to 401k, contributing, you know, some of their own money toward caregiver costs. So the caregiver symposium is to help people like that, right? So it's people like you and I who, you know, may decide to quit working or leave the workforce because we can't see our parent going to a nursing home or can't figure out what actually is available out there.
Right. And our mental state, you know, like, so we don't think about like, wait, what do we have? Like, you know, and having that daycare, like having, to say that, I'm sorry.
Well, that's what we call it. An adult daycare.
Okay. Like the prime time, having that gives them a little bit of ease to like, maybe go get a massage or maybe, you know, go get your hair done because that is hard. My mother, she took care of my grandmother with Alzheimer's and my uncle, her brother was a flight attendant. So he would work and, you know, he would pay, you know, give her some money to help because and she lived at home.
Yeah.
And that went on for 5 years, Christine. Yeah. 5 years.
Yeah.
And so my mom actually put herself through nursing school. She studied and went
wonderful.
So she put herself through nursing school. But I remember, like, you know, Stacy Smith from Katie Kidd comes to our house. I'm in middle school, my brother is. And I remember seeing my grandmother just like every day, like, I hate to say the word deteriorating, but she was like not there.
She's regressing.
Like regressing every day. And I was like, Grandma, Grandma. And I'd call her Louise and she'd go, yes. And I was like, that's my memory. And, you know, it was hard to see her. Like
it is hard.
And my mother, it took a toll on my mother.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Well, you know, there's no identity, right? When you become the caregiver to both a parent and your children and then taking care of a spouse, you know, because we all know spouses need taking care of on occasion.
Oh, yeah, you gotta.
You know, that it's a lot, right? You lose your identity.
You lose yourself.
And, you know, and then there's a lot of guilt that goes along with it too, right? That, oh my gosh, if I can't do this, they did this for me and, you know, they raised me and how can I put my, you know, and I just think that you have to at some point identify what is best for you. And that's what this symposium really is about it's not pigeonholing anybody's path to getting quality care or being a caregiver or not. It's not pigeonholing a path for every person to be the same way,
right?
There's so many options that actually exist that people don't know where to turn to get it, right? And that's what this
Google.
Idea
Google. They just Google it, you know?
This is what, and we also have free hearing screenings. If you want a hearing screening.
I think I need one. I have to be honest.
Yeah, you know what? Yes, I agree. Because like maybe you should one recently. And I was like, oh my gosh, my hearing's not that good.
Or maybe it's like when somebody's calling you and you're like, you have selective hearing.
Yes.
And when your husband's like, I'm like, I didn't hear you, whatever you said.
I know. That's exactly right. We're also going to be giving out self-care goodie bags. So everybody likes something to pamper themselves with, right? When they go home, everybody likes to look through a goodie bag and see, oh, you know, what are these special things that they've given me? But probably most important is just having a place to collect and gather information. Right. And that's really what
to
this is about.
Talk to people.
Exactly.
You know, don't get on the phone. Don't Google. To actually be there in person and actually ask questions to somebody. You know, that to me. So this is going to be on Thursday, May 2nd.
Thursday, May 2nd. It is at the Loft Conference Center in South Point. We recently did a couple of events there, and it's a really special place. I mean, it's we're very lucky that it's so close to where we are. I mean, it's a wonderful center and it has plenty of room. So yes, it's going to be at the Loft Conference Center in South Point on May 2nd from 9 until about 12:30. It might go a little over depending on the speakers, because we really want to make sure that the information we convey is quality information, right? And that people come and they get their questions answered and they feel like they can walk out empowered. Because I think that's one of the things, right? Everybody feels so, I don't want to say victimized because that's not the right word, but feel so vulnerable, right?
Confused. And just like, which way do I turn?
Yeah, exactly.
Because everybody's looking for not the easy way out, but they're looking for something that's going to be cost efficient too.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like,
well, there's nothing less cost efficient than just trying to just wing it, right? And people always are concerned about what a lawyer costs, but I will tell you now, and if you even just get onto our Google reviews, you will see that regardless of what we actually charge for the work that we do, it pales and is minuscule in comparison to what you will lose if you don't do things the right way, right?
Exactly. You'll be paying more.
Yeah. And why are all of us doing this every day, right? We're doing this to like financial security, some personal satisfaction in the work that we do, you know, to accumulate enough money for us someday to say, all right, I'm going to the beach and I'm retiring, whatever your retirement plan is, right? And then you get sick and need long-term care and there it goes. Like, what was all that work?
Right. What was all that work and hard work? Yes. And it's you care about people. And I love that, you know, Zachariah Brown, like they just care about their, it's not like they're just people that are like, okay, you know,
transactional.
Yeah, transactional.
Yes.
You guys care for having this. Like, this is your third year doing this. It's always in May. Mm-hmm. And you're, you know, and it's so nice because so people can come in at 9 o'clock, go see the vendors, walk around.
Talk with you.
Talk to me. And then they'll all go into the rooms and talk and have the speakers there.
That's right.
Which is such a great day.
It is. It really is. And, you know, May, you know, Pittsburgh can be so gloomy and dark and rainy. And it's like May is that kind of feels like a rebirth a little bit. It's like, okay, you know, we're out of the dark months and it's time to feel alive and, you know, ready to be more proactive and getting things done and accomplished and move into the summer feeling like, okay, you know, my life, I'm getting things put together. I can breathe again. And, you know, I think that being a caregiver doesn't have to be a sentence in which, you know, there's no life for the caregiver because there are plenty of options. And if one thing doesn't work, there's something else, you know, another leaf that can be turned over, right?
I love that.
Yeah. And I think that not enough people, again, realize that really a lot of it starts with just having a very strong foundation of like an estate plan, wills, powers of attorney, trusts, having these things put in place so that if something does happen and you need that level of care, that those documents allow the people you trust to make those types of decisions and you know, manage your care for you, right?
I mean, yeah, and we do need help. If we're like you said, we're so busy in our lives and, you know, that shouldn't be an excuse to not take care of our, you know, our elders and our parents.
Sure.
But, you know, being a caregiver is really one of the most stressful jobs. And having someone like you guys, you know, helping lead the way and show them like, here's some resources, here's some people to contact, here's this, here's that.
Absolutely.
I thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah. Well, you know, you do wonderful work too. It's, you're getting the message out into the community about different people, you know, what they have to offer.
Thank you.
Yeah, no. And I think that that's important, you know, especially a community like Peter's or the South Hills or just all of Pittsburgh.
Right.
You know, Pennsylvania, it's really important for people within a community to feel like a community, right? Yes. And that there are resources and options available. I mean, all you have to do, and one thing I think is, you know, especially with social media and things like that nowadays, right, is, you know, we all sometimes think that what we're going through is unique, and it is to an extent, but really, when you start to kind of peel away the layers, so many of us are going through so many difficult things.
And that, you know, that's exactly why I started this, because I knew that I don't want people to think that they're suffering in silence and they're alone.
Yeah.
Because we're all going through something. And if one of my podcast episodes can help one person, then I know I'm doing what I set out to do.
Well, you know, my daughter, Julia, was diagnosed with cancer a year ago now. And she's doing really well. We will hopefully be finished with her treatment in June. You know, so that's the final big treatment. And, you know, she's doing great. You look at her and you would never know what her struggles are, right? And so for some people, again, you can look at them and say, okay, yeah, they're going through a difficult time. Right. Other people, you would have no clue. And I think, you know, in this world, what we can really use just is more people being more understanding, caring, considerate, compassionate, empathetic, you know, all of those things. Yeah. You can go on and on and describe, but you never know what someone is going through.
You don't know. I just had an episode talk to somebody because I remember being at the store and or being at a restaurant, and I could tell that maybe something was wrong with the person who was taking our orders. And I was like, listen, I said, are you okay? I said, are you doing okay? And she was like, I'm fine, I'm fine. I'm like, no, seriously, are you? And she actually started talking to me. And I thought, I feel like this is my calling. Like, I want to make sure that I am not going to be that. I'm not judging anybody. I'm not, you know, there was a time where it's like, when you're younger, you always feel like, you know, people are judging you or
insecurity.
Yeah. Now that, you know, you reach a certain age, you're like, you know what? I'm here on this earth to do something.
Yeah.
And my passion is to help people. And that's what you guys are doing.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate people.
Yeah, we try. I mean, we try to do our best for sure. You know, and I think the stigma of a lawyer, it's kind of like trying to break that barrier a little bit, you know?
The stigma.
It is, right? People think lawyer money. Oh my gosh, keep me away. Yeah. Or, you know, the one thing's like, do DUIs? Do you do criminal work? And no, we don't do any of that. We are kind of like glorified social workers in a sense, you know, and I shouldn't say glorified because social workers do a tremendous service and a tremendous job is we just get to make a little more money than they do, but with some additional, obviously, education and knowledge. But, you know, so much of the work we do is really helping people figure out resources to and protect financial assets. And, you know, we are blessed to have so many, you know, financial advisory firms we work with because they realize, you know, the benefit that we provide to their clients, right? Because, right, a financial advisor, they're building a portfolio and they're helping us strategize and make a plan. Okay, this is how we're going to pay for our kids' college. This is how we're going to retire. You know, this is what we're going to pass on to our children as our legacy. And then again, you know, if you get sick and a financial advisory firm hasn't, you know, discussed long-term care planning with you and, you know, provide a recommendation to see an elder law attorney, that's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exposure and that's potential liability on their part. And so we do a lot of educational courses for CFP, certified financial planners. So we teach courses on that. And we teach courses to social workers, other lawyers for continuing education. So we are out in the community doing a lot of education.
That is, love that because it's, you know, it's important. And these are the things we should be talking about and should be thinking about.
Yeah.
Now, for someone to get a hold of you in case they can't make the event and they want to talk to you, how would they get a hold of you?
So if they want to make the event, they can get onto our website, zachbrownlaw.com. And then if they want to just make an appointment and say, you know, I forget the event. I know I need you.
And it's free.
Right? It's a free event.
It's a free event. So you just have to register so you know how many people are coming.
Exactly.
For like chairs and stuff like that.
That's exactly right. Yes. ZachBrownLaw.com. We have a ton of wonderful information on our website. We have webinars. We have videos. We have, you know, articles. We do have a radio show on KDK every other Saturday. Yeah. You know, we've been doing that for a long time.
She's a professional. No, I don't think so.
I would be too boring. I mean, this is not enough.
Okay. You are so into.
You're sweet. But yes, we have a KDK radio show every other Saturday, you know, and so we just have a whole host. I wrote a book.
I didn't know this.
I did. I wrote a book on all of this.
She's an author. Somebody's going to be like, jeez.
Doing this for a long time now. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a book. It's called Preserving Your Past, Protecting Your Future. And if you want a free copy of our book, you can request that right online, zafranlaw.com. And we have all kinds of information. I mean, lots of downloadable information. And, you know, if you're not ready to make an appointment with our firm yet, you could just get on and say, well, is this something that applies to me? Is this something I need? And I think there's enough information on that website to be able to say, you know, whether or not this is the kind of attorney you need to be sitting down with. Right. But Learn Care shares kind of a nice, you know, introduction that, you know, it's free.
It's laid back, you know, it's just people talking and helping each other.
And it's always nice to know that there are other people going through what you're going through, right?
Yes.
You know, you realize, okay, I'm not alone.
Right.
You know, I go home oftentimes and tell my mom, hey, mom, you know, like I met with this client today and she's dealing with the exact same thing. And that gives my mom peace of mind to know that she's not going crazy.
Right.
You know, that this is a really difficult thing to experience and go through.
Yes.
And
it really is.
It is.
And
it,
you know, and you have to have patience. And it's hard because, you know, there's days where you're like, hey, I might want to just go out to lunch with my friends.
Yeah.
But I can't really have accessibility to do that because I don't know what's going to happen if I leave or, you know.
Exactly.
It is.
You know, and having support groups, right? Having a support group available is really nice. And, you know, some people are like, oh, that's not me. And it's like, well, you've never gone through
right.
what you're going
don't
through.
Don't say that until you do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Again, I think just knowing that there are other people going through what you go through is, you know, can sometimes just feel enough, at least for
it
the
does.
Moment, right?
It really does. Yeah, because mm-hmm. then you don't feel like you're the only one out there that's going through something that's, you know, it takes a toll on you mentally, physically, you know, and this is third annual, like, Learn Care. I'm so excited.
We're excited to have you, you know, and I think that, and why you were so important for us to reach out to have be part of it is because it is such serious stuff.
Yes.
But you have this affect that, you know, allows people to feel warm and comforted. And it's true. And, you know, when Carrie and I were discussing, you know, who we wanted to have part of it, you were definitely top of mind to be the person to kind of bring some, I guess, less seriousness. And not that you're not a serious person, but I just,
for
brightness and, you know, kind of like that light
yes,
to some
because
very
you know what?
It,
my biggest thing is it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, it comes a time where sometimes you just need a hug or you need a friend or you just need someone to talk to. And I'm going to be there and I'm going to talk to you. Come talk to me. And if you want to be on my podcast and talk about like what you've been going through so that there's other
so
people
wonderful.
You can help, you know, that's to me, that's the way the world should be.
Oh my gosh.
Giving back and, you know, and helping other people.
It's so easy, right, to turn on the TV and see all the terrible things that are happening in this world and, you know, looking at how, if you, you know, celebrities live and make you feel like, gosh, I don't have any, I don't belong anywhere, right?
Yeah.
I know this doesn't feel like me. But the reality is that that's all, you know, that's all a distraction from what life is really about, right?
And they're going through everything that we're going through.
Oh, yeah.
It's not publicized.
Exactly right. Human interaction and having positive experiences with people. It's really what life is all about, right?
Christine, I am so excited to have you today on my podcast.
I'm really happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited about this event. Make sure to get online and to register. Now, this podcast will be like on for like a couple years. So then when we come back to the event again in May, we're going to have it'll be the fourth annual next year.
Yes, that's exciting. That's right.
Exciting.
That's right.
So thank you so much for being
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you for allowing me to come in and spread this message and, you know, finding that what we do is important enough to,
yes, absolutely,
you know, have me on.
I am just thrilled to have you on too, because I know this is something really to my heart, you know, thinking about my mom and my dad. So,
and it impacts everyone.
It
right?
really does.
Yeah.
It really does. Oh my gosh.
Oh, well, thank
you. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
I don't think so. Just zafranlaw.com and register. We hope to see you on the 2nd. And if not, get onto our website, zafranlaw.com, and just collect information and see if you need us.
That's right.
Okay.
I'll have all the information in the description. So thank you so much for being on Spill with Me, Jenny D.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Come spill with me.